Taking a fall can be very deadly. We're talking about falls here on The Morning Show. According to a report last year by the CDC, Wisconsin has the nation's highest rate of deadly falls among the elderly. More than 1,300 Wisconsinites 65 or older died from falls in 2016, and that's a rate more than double the national average. Are you an older adult who's fallen and suffered complications? What happened? Do you know someone who was healthy but began to decline after a fall? Join in at 800-642-1234. Betsy Abramson is Executive Director of the Wisconsin Institute for Healthy Aging. Betsy, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thanks so much for having me.
So these statistics coming out of Wisconsin, really alarming here, having the highest rate in the nation for falls. What's behind
Indeed.
This? What do we know?
Well, first and foremost, we think that we report better than other states. So that may be it right there, that we have a better system of reporting falls than other states. So it may be that there's the same rate other places, but just that we report better. But I think there are a couple other factors worth considering, too. One of those is that we have a higher incidence of problem drinking, and that's true for Wisconsinites of all ages. And if you keep over-drinking, when you get older and your metabolism is different and you're more frail, that's going to be a problem. Obviously, alcohol affects balance, and balance affects your risk of falls. So that's one thing. We also know that injuries from falls are greater amongst Caucasian folks than they are amongst African Americans. And because we're such a white state, with that may be skewing our statistics as well, that we're have a higher rate because we are so much whiter than other states. People often think it's because of the weather. It's not. We have the same rate of falls. Our rate of falls is really not any different in February than it is in August. In fact, most people stay indoors more when it's the cold and icy and slippery weather, which, of course, it keeps you from falling, but it also will add to the atrophy of not moving around as much. So it's not the weather, because you look at the other Midwestern states and they're doing a whole lot better than we are.
Betsy, what happens when you fall? What kind of complications result?
Terribly tragic. About 50% of older adults who fall die within the year after their fall. And it's often a spiraling, cascading situation where either you decide, well, I fell and I'm just going to be more careful now. And by careful, that means I'm not going to go anywhere or do anything. And folks will self-isolate. And that's bad. Loneliness and isolation and not getting involved is a bad thing. Other people who maybe break a hip or have a head injury obviously have all kinds of other complications that follow that. If you have to go into a facility because of some rehab, 40% of nursing home admissions in Wisconsin are due to a fall, and a lot of those folks never leave the nursing home. The families incorrectly think, well, she's fallen a lot and she'll be safe and she won't fall because she'll be in a facility. But if you saw the articles that David Wahlberg published on Monday, you see that 27% of the falls in Wisconsin happen in facilities. So that's not a good thing to move someone into a facility just to avoid falls.
Well, Jim has some recent experience with falling. Jim in Appleton. Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
What is your story?
Last January 23rd, not that I remember the date, I was walking down the sidewalk to shovel snow at somebody's house, and apparently I hit a little rip of ice along one edge of the sidewalk, and I woke up lying on my back thinking, boy, my leg hurts, and I made it back to the house, called my wife, and she said I was talking like a crazy man on the phone. So we ended up going to the emergency room. I had apparently knocked myself out. I don't have any recollection for about 6 hours afterwards, but I tore my quadriceps tendon off my kneecap, and that had to be surgically repaired.
Jim, how are you doing today?
Good. I'm pretty much back to normal activity. I, thankfully for a great surgeon, and, you know, we're lucky we live in an area of the world where we can get the medical care we do. There was some thought I had a neurological event, a seizure or a stroke or something that had caused me to fall. So I saw a neurologist, and because I did not have any headache, I didn't have any evidence that I hit my head. And he said, there's no way you didn't have a concussion. You loosen your memory that long. But he said, normally when I see guys like you that are on blood thinners that hit their head, it's to drill a hole in their skull to relieve the pressure. So,
well, Jim was really lucky here. Betsy, what medications are most likely to cause dizziness, which can impact falling?
A lot of the medications that older folks are on, various blood pressure pills, and certainly a lot of pills for mental health issues and other areas. I'm not a physician, so I can't name those for you, but there is a whole list of medications that were identified by a physician named Dr. Beers, and they're called the Beers List, what we call FRIDs, falls risk inducing increasing drugs. And it's real important for older folks to spend some time with their physician going over their medications to see if there's a substitute medication that maybe addresses the same health issue they have but isn't a falls risk increasing drug, or to see if they should take it at a different time or with or without food or whatever. So it's real important to have a medication review. And I'm glad you brought that up, Kate, because the issue now and the strategy in falls is really about prevention. It's really important to know that falls are not a normal part of aging. They can be prevented, and this we can reduce this terrible statistic of 1 in 4 older adults falling every year by engaging in preventive strategies, and one is, as you mentioned, getting a thorough medication review. Our agency is the national license holder of a wonderful falls prevention program called Stepping On. And it was developed in Australia, and it was brought to the United States by Dr. Jane Mahoney, who's a researcher and geriatrician at our very own University of Wisconsin Medical School. And this has been proven to reduce falls by 31%. And it's endorsed by the CDC, the same agency that identified Wisconsin, because of it, of its components. And it's a very valuable program throughout the state.
This is a 7-week program that gives older adults really the tools they need to prevent falls?
That's right.
What are some tips and, you know, we could give people to that they can get out of this type of program?
Great. It's a 7-week program. That's 2 hours each week. And it's multifactorial, meaning that it addresses a lot of the different domains that are critical in falls prevention. Probably one of the most important is that it teaches exercises that have been evidence-based to reduce falls. Walking is great, you know, running on a treadmill is great, but those aren't evidence-based reduced falls. So we, our facilitators of this program, lead folks in exercises that they continue to do at home that are specifically designed balance and strength exercises to reduce falls. Another domain is the medication review. A pharmacist comes into the class at one of the sessions and talks about these, answers the question that you asked me, Kate, about what specific drugs are risky for older adults. A vision review is very important. I think one of the people mentioned in the articles that ran this week about the danger of wearing bifocals, how you use a thorough vision review to make sure that your glasses are correct and that if you're wearing bifocals, you know how to use them. So that you're not looking down through the bifocal part when you're going down the steps, because that was designed for reading. And then we also bring in some folks who talk about community mobility, how to be safe when you're out and about in the community, what's safe footwear, what's good sleep hygiene. So it's a very broad-based effort, a program, where the older adults really learn from each other as the facilitators guide them through these preventive framework and the preventive strategies in falls prevention.
Betsy, this prevention starts at a really early age. I want to tell you, you that there is a poster on the front of the entrance of my elementary school where the kids are, and it says, walk like penguins. And the instructions are taped to the front of the school door. Soften knees, point toes out, take baby steps, go slowly, and keep hands free. And it's a really good reminder early on about how you walk in difficult conditions.
Right, how you walk in ice. I've seen those signs in a lot of older adult facilities as well. Right, and that's part of that is the safe footwear too on ice, of being careful about what kinds of shoes or boots you wear. And we have a display table in stepping on, so folks can actually feel and touch the different gadgets and items that will help them. Something called like a yak track, that's a kind of a clamp on cleat that you can put on one pair of boots that you're going to wear in the winter and just keep those on there. So anytime you're walking on ice, and heaven knows we've had plenty of it this winter, that you know that you will have that extra traction for it, for walking.
Betsy, we have to start to wrap up now, but what can family members do to help their loved ones who they think might be at risk of falling?
I think it's really important to let family members know that you're not talking about you've fallen, we're going to yank you out of here and put you in a facility, but rather help them identify what it takes to keep them independent. Home modifications, and I'm sorry I didn't mention that earlier, home modifications are incredibly important. And having a thorough review of your home, things like removing the throw rugs or getting that sticky tape underneath, taking a good look at the bathroom, where family members can help bring in someone or pay for the grab bars, and certainly additional lighting is very important throughout the home. The few pennies more you're going to pay in your utility bill is well worth it, to make sure that your hallways and your bathroom are well lit. That you look in your kitchen to make sure that the items you use the most are accessible, and please don't climb on chairs or counters to get those items. Get a nice sturdy stool with the right back to it. So there's a lot of things that the older adults will learn themselves in stepping on, and then can bring home and discuss with their families and have a game plan for making those changes.
Betsy, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Betsy Abramson is Executive Director of the Wisconsin Institute for Healthy Aging. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This conversation about falls, you hear it on the morning show on the Ideas Network.